Big weekend as we celebrate a couple of stars of the game. To tell us all about it is our next guest. For the best mortgage deal, visit checkyourrate.com.au. Heath Shaw is a future Australian Football Hall of Famer and he joins us. Heath, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on, mate. I don't know if I'm going to be a future Hall of Famer.
No, I reckon you'll get there. I think you'll get there.
Well,
what's the criteria?
Yes.
Yeah, when do you qualify? 5 years after your retirement would be what year?
That would be 2025.
Yes, I'm not sure if you'll go straight in, but I think eventually you'll get
there.
You're
telling him he's not that good enough?
No, it's a
backhanded clip.
It's not a backhanded clip at all. You will get there. Anyway, this man will get there. Still side bottom, probably. Plays game number 300 this week. As I mentioned the name, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
It's an interesting name. Steel side bottom is a very unique, actual, like, physical name. Elite ball user, elite runner, and the ability that he had to off season do whatever he pleased, and then still rock up day one of preseason and win our 2K time trial. still, it was an amazing achievement for a guy from Shepparton.
What does he do special, Heath, that we haven't recognised or we don't recognise?
For me, it was he was obviously a young buck coming in when I was there. I didn't really see him as much of a leader, but you know how intelligent he is as a footballer. So for him to get into a leadership position was something I didn't see back then. But you understand, a guy who I think in his under 18 year kicked 10 goals in a grand final. We drafted him pick 10 or something like that. And you're like, well, who's better than a guy that can kick 10 goals from the midfield? And you draft him at pick 10. So for me, it was just like a guy that is a natural footballer. Wasn't quick, just did everything really, really well. And like I said, he's an elite ball user, both sides of his body, and an elite runner. So that's why he's been able to play 300.
And he's got away with a bit by the sound of things, Heath, as well. He's been able to have some fun along the way. Hey, I wanted to ask you about Toby Green, because he also plays his 200th game this weekend down at the Cattery. What is it about Toby that makes him tick? Like, he's a different character. He's a really intelligent guy. He's building a nice little career away from football, setting himself up quite nicely off-field. Tell us about Toby, the behind-the-scenes Toby.
Toby didn't get away with anything. That's the difference here between him and Sidey. But Toby is a very unique character, and it takes him a while to let you in. So when I first, same sort of thing, when I first arrived at the Giants, you feel like he was a bit standoffish with you or with me. But as soon as you're in with Toby and you're in that close friendship group, like, there's nothing he won't do for you. And I think that's what has made him the leader he is now, and why he's captain of that club. He's obviously a competitive beast and hates losing, and obviously plays on the edge as much as humanly possible. But watching Toby, it's like now it's the script is sort of flipped with him. Everyone hated Toby Green, and now everyone loves to hate Toby Green because he's so good, and they would love to have him in their team. And he's playing obviously down at Geelong this week, and I just think, imagine if you had Jeremy Cameron, who's probably the best player in the competition right now, and Toby Green still playing in the same team. As a backman, you'd be absolutely pooing your pants every week looking at those two players in the forward line. But it's great that he actually gets to play against one of his good mates for his 200th game.
Had him on during the week, and I understand he's really humble. I asked him what he sees as his greatest strength. He said the work that he does on his opposition player, he knows he's going to get someone who's just, their job is to stop him each and every week. I wouldn't have picked him for a real thorough preparer, Heath. Is that, did you have that perception of him, and were you surprised by how much work he puts into his craft?
Oh, it's funny because he's like in the same sort of mould as Swanee, and like obviously I played Swanee for a long, long period of time, and you know how relaxed and sort of laid back Swanee is. But Swanee prepared just as much as anyone, and he did the work. He just didn't talk about it. And I think Toby's very much in that mould. He's not going to be the guy that's going to rant and rave or advertise exactly what he's doing. But he does everything right to get himself right every weekend. And like I said before, he's a competitive beast. And part of being a competitor is knowing your opposition. And if he sees something in an opposition player, which is a defender that's going to come to him and like one chink in their armour, he will target that. And that's what makes him the player that he is and the player that people don't like playing on. So it doesn't surprise me one bit with Toby because, as you said before, he's super intelligent. He doesn't look it and you wouldn't think it, but he's very, very intelligent and that's what's got him into the position he is now.
Great words, mate. We appreciate you joining us and reflecting this morning.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me on. And not many people play 300 games, so it's a pretty good effort. I'm just one of how many there are. I think it's 2%, under 2% that played over 300 games. So it's a good effort.
It's a great effort. Get the best deal possible on your home mortgage that could save you thousands. Visit checkyourrate.com.au. Would have loved to have played with him. On the other side of this, Sammy Edmund will stop by to tell us what is coming up on the Captain's Run next.